that quarterback, number 19.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bernie, Bernie, oh baby, Super Bowl.
God, are you ready?
All right, everybody. Welcome to this very special off-season draft day episode of Six B's in a P. I'm coming to you from the month of May, which is unusual for Six B's in a P, and that's what makes it special. That and our huge level of unpreparedness and some hilarity. I'm joined by Ian Wolf.
Hello.
And Chris Poland.
Also hello.
And by a silent Sherry Oliver, who's key gripping in the back of our studio that we are all in live here at Aquabear headquarters.
How you doing?
Sherry has gone through the change this offseason, as have the Browns. And the last time...
That is a terrible segue.
Who is that high voice?
I don't know. That was a fantastic segue.
I thought it was pretty good, actually.
I can railroad it.
Here, if we had more time, this would be where we'd have our assistants edit in great segues of the past two seasons, Six B's and a P. But we don't have that time, so you'll have to take our word for it. Right?
Speaking of time, it's time for you now to keep talking.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Great segue.
Thank you.
The Browns have been... busy this offseason. We came to you last time, I believe, right after they had fired their coach and GM again.
Yep.
For the second time in 2 years. And had hired a new one who we didn't even really know how to pronounce his name, I don't think, then, correctly.
I was just thinking about that, and I said,
Yeah, I couldn't remember even what we called him, but his name is Mike Pettine, I've heard. And he's kind of got this Stone Cold Steve Austin vibe going that I dig. Our new GM is Ray Farmer, who was there before, and who, in normal Browns fashion, was the only guy not consulted when they hired the head coach, Mike Pettine, and then fired everybody else. But it's been working out. Right?
Whatever works.
Right. So I should explain, too, that Chris Poland's knowledge of the Browns offseason is a level of what we've been texting him for the last couple. Yeah, so on some topics, we're going to try to lead with Chris so that he can give what he knows, and we'll go from there. I think that's a good way to do it.
Sounds fair.
It is a way to do it, yes.
So I should mention, it is one way in which we could do it. I should mention that originally this was going to be not only a special on the Browns draft, but also the movie Draft Day, starring Kevin Costner, which came out about a month ago in theaters, but... none of us saw it.
No, is that, sir.
That's safe to say?
Yeah, I believe that is factual.
Did you see it? You were my hope, Ian, that you saw it.
No, fuck that.
Okay. Sherry?
No.
Okay. Brian Wiebe didn't see it, I don't believe. But he might actually be our best chance, being that he is a filmmaker.
And he's also in Alaska, where there's nothing to do.
Nothing to do but watch pirated versions of Draft Day. And we had these grand plans, you know, in February of we're going to go see Draft Day, and then we're going to have this guy who was in it on, who I still want to do that. We should do that.
Well, we have to watch the goddamn thing.
Okay, but it'll be on...
or maybe we should do it with that. We should just call him, right?
Okay, we could.
Maybe. Yeah, Ray DVD combo pack with ultraviolet digital download.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Love the terminology there from you. Are you being paid by somebody to say those things?
I can't say.
Okay. So, but none of us watched the movie, and it appears America didn't either, for the most part.
I can't, you know, can you blame them?
No, it's pretty thin plot.
Well, I mean, to be fair, America's real dumb, so I wouldn't have been surprised if a bunch of them went to see it.
Right. Take that, America.
Yeah.
We didn't go see the movie. We're going to postpone that for now. I have here in the outline, I have postponed or abandoned. I'm going to answer that with postponed.
Fair enough.
Special.
I like it.
We'll watch it on Netflix. Randy, we'd love to have you on the show, and you can bring a pirated copy if you'd like.
I don't
get a different internet that he uses.
No.
Yeah.
Wow, that does
Right.
Does he buy those movies with those bitcoins?
He uses the bitcoins. He does. This week's sponsor actually is Bitcoin. Speaking of segues, they are the Fresh Take Hotline. Oh. I don't know who's coming on there.
It's a fresh take.
Am I reading that right? That Devon Bess is going to give a call in later?
Yeah, that's what it says right here.
Says there's a question mark after it, though. I feel like I asked it in the right way. Devon Bess? Yes. That's a good haul for us. I mean, he's not only not on the Browns anymore, but he's not playing football, and I believe had some trouble. So that's a big deal that we get him on here.
Well, maybe he's been listening.
You think?
Could be, right? We've always shouted out to players and tried to get them to come join us, and everyone's been welcome on the show. Maybe word is spreading.
That's true.
Well, I mean, we were kind of rude to Brandon Whedon.
We were. Mm-hmm. But he's gone now.
He deserves it.
He
deserves it. That is true.
And hopefully his name will never be mentioned here again. Honestly.
Whedon.
So soon. The Browns not only, of course, have a new coach and a new GM, they signed a bunch of free agents. We lost T.J. Ward, who's a good Brown, but he signed with the Broncos. But in return, we signed Dante Whitner, safety from the 49ers, who's pretty good, from Cleveland. Pretty excited to play for the Browns. Also, legally, last year tried to change his last name to Hittner.
I like that.
Dante, we'd love to have you on the show.
If I read it correctly, the reason he gave up on that particular pursuit is just too much paperwork involved.
A lot of paperwork. And there is.
Yeah.
I'm with him. So he's sort of the replacement for T.J. Ward. We also signed Carlos Dansby, veteran linebacker. Had a really good year last year, but he is getting up there in age. But that's good because we don't have that one guy anymore. What's his name? That guy they had forever.
Oh, DeQuell Jackson.
Yeah, DeQuell Jackson.
We are so not qualified to be doing a podcast about
him. We're there. We also signed Andrew Hawkins, that wide receiver from the Bengals. And I actually – oh, and Ben Tate. We signed Ben Tate at running back from the Texans. So pretty good haul in free agency, and they kept Alex Mack too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not bad actually. And then the draft happened. But the other thing besides the draft, which I think we should actually get to first, we're going to discuss the draft in detail later, is that Josh Gordon happened last week.
No, did he ever.
Yes. Chris Poland, what do you know about Josh Gordon? Let's start with you.
That he might enjoy drugs.
He might enjoy drugs. That's a really good way to start, I think. And
I'm going to escalate it, if I may.
Go ahead.
I think he does enjoy drugs.
Oh, all right. Okay. I like where this is headed. Well, according to the NFL, Mr. Gordon has failed the test that tells you if you like to do drugs and do them.
The test is, do you like to do drugs?
He said yes.
And then they tested his pee, and they were like, you're lying. Yes is the answer. Problem is for Josh Gordon, though, is Josh Gordon cannot test positive for marijuana because he is on, like, super double secret, like, NFL last step probation. Because basically he is, like, a sort of, like, from what I've gathered from all of the things that he's failed and done incorrectly throughout his collegiate and professional career, I'm not sure how this guy still, like, if we, any of us would have done the equivalent of this at our jobs, we would not be working there.
No.
He's done everything wrong. Like, he didn't even play football. He had to enter the supplemental draft. He was just, like, failing drug tests over and over again for weed. Which, whatever, we're not going to get into that on this show. But, like, it's against the rules for Josh Gordon over and over again as a college athlete. And then gets busted in the NFL for codeine, right?
Scissor.
He's sipping on the syrup. And now he gets busted again for weed. And apparently the Browns knew about this for like about the last 3 or 4 months. That this was and we all knew that the next time he got in trouble, he was going to get suspended for a season.
Yeah, it's always been hanging over his head.
Our graphic this week is Josh Gordon catching a bag of Funyuns.
Oh, man, you stepped on my awesome joke.
What was it?
I say it's hanging over his head like the bong of Damocles.
I can't remember that joke.
Yeah, I'm snapping.
No, that That was good.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I had not heard about all this like stage one, stage two, stage three, or whatever drug treatment program in the NFL.
Right.
This happened. And I'm curious if they have like various stages for knocking your girlfriend out in an elevator.
Right. Because Ray Rice would definitely be, I would feel like, in the most extreme stage of that.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, he's currently still the starting running back for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're fucking dickbags over there, dude.
Yeah, they are.
Speaking of dickbags, we drafted Johnny Manziel. And that will be the last time I say that guy's last name here. From this point on, he will be referred to as Jonathan Football.
Oh, young Jonathan Football.
Young John Football. Even Jim Football, that's Jack. You know, it's John, Jim, James.
Johnny James Football.
Jonathan James Football. Johnny Q Footballs. But yeah, what's the deal with Josh Gordon? I mean, 1,600 plus receiving yards last year, best in the NFL, including missing the first two games for said syrup problems, right? You imagine if he'd had those two games, he could have had 2,000 yards. It's fucking nuts.
Ugh.
And weed was not helping him do that. Like, it wasn't like he was like, hey, I'm going to take a few bong rips, and all of a sudden I have found all of my ability. Like, I feel if anything, that would maybe be the one thing you could throw at Josh Gordon that might disable him.
Well, look what we did for Devon Bess.
Right. I feel like Josh Gordon's a bit better of a natural athlete than Devon Bess. And I don't see, you know, okay, call this speculation here on 6Bs and a P. I know that's dangerous, but, like, I don't see Josh Gordon getting baked, like, out on his patio with a poster of Bob Marley.
I mean,
like, Devon Bess seems like kind of your, like, Hot Topic stoner.
Yeah.
Right?
Should we have him on now? Should we call him?
Oh, God, I forgot he was going to be on. I've been saying all those things. Can we edit that out?
No, you can call him.
Okay, let's call him up. Is he ready on the Bitcoin hot take fresh line?
Yeah, I think we got him.
Is it called the fresh line?
Big Bitcoin fresh.
Hot take, fresh take, Bitcoin.
Devon. Is he there? Oh, yeah, he's there. Devon, Mr. Best, good to have you. Sounds like he like getting some water out of one of those jugs and you know you have for spring water. What's he doing there?
I hear something.
Oh, I know what that is. I think.
Oh yeah.
What is it? Oh. You sure this is Devon Bess? We don't have Josh Gordon on the line here.
Josh.
Yeah, that's Devon. Chris, did you have any questions for Devon?
Hey man, kind of blew it, huh? I mean, that's a valid point, but...
I think so. I understand his counterpoint to your question, but I feel like he's not totally explaining everything that happened this offseason. It was pretty tumultuous.
You're being elusive.
Oh, wait, hold on, he's saying... What's that, Mr. Bess? Ian.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to tell you to give him some water, and then I realized he was just on the phone. We can't do that.
What? For Christ's sake, I'm leaving.
Are you?
No, I was kidding.
Okay. Is Devon still there? I have one more question for him, I guess, while he's on the line doing bong rips here on.
You're not going to get a straight answer out of this guy.
All right, just shut it off. Devon Bess, everybody.
Rasta.
All right, thanks, Mr. Bess.
That was worthless.
Yeah. That was... Really, I was so excited when that was in the outline, and that just sucked.
Mm-hmm. What do you think he was doing?
Right. What do I think he was doing? I don't know. Plumbing work?
That's the most reasonable answer, I believe.
I think he was listening to a sound effects record.
I think he was hanging out with Michael Winslow from Police.
Maybe.
Yeah, we should go ahead and get right in first. To become a enforcement in the dead way to love. I'm watching people rush into her like a bunch of people. Time for the bus rider. So shine there, time for the bus rider. So shine there, time for the bus rider. So time there, time for the bus rider. G.I. Joe.
Okay. But this brings it back. We talked about this, I believe, with Joe Hayden and Adderall last year and with Josh Gordon and his codeine. Can't these guys buy clean piss anywhere?
Right. I've got clean piss.
Also. We need to be the first show to talk about this shit because everyone else is like, Josh Gordon, you know. I saw these terrible headlines, of course, in normal Browns fashion. Like, one of them was like, Josh Gordon crumbles what's left of Browns hope.
No.
Yeah, and it's like, that's, come on, guys. And, but like, you're telling me you can't get some clean piss, Josh Gordon, from someone?
Somebody out there.
In the NFL? Nobody's peeing for you?
Apparently not.
Yeah. Ian, if you got the call, you would.
Oh, yeah, I would like, yeah, no problem.
So I have two questions for you guys. We'll start with Chris, maybe. If Josh Gordon is suspended for a year,
yes,
would you have taken a wide receiver in the first round right away? Like, if you knew that, you know, like the Browns traded out of their top pick and traded down a little bit, like, would you have taken another receiver? Because remember, not everyone knew about Josh Gordon on Thursday night.
Right. Mm. I don't know, maybe. He is the only person on our team who's the best at something.
That is true.
Yeah, it's very true.
So that immediately is an impact. That was going to be my next question to you guys, is what is the, like, what's the impact of losing him? Does, how much does this actually affect the Browns, you know? They lost a shit ton of games last year when he was awesome.
I mean, mm-hmm. Who are you? Greg Little?
Greg Little's there, guys.
Nate Burleson?
He broke his arm.
He did, but I guess.
Oh. Yeah, like the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Broke his arm.
Baby Hawk.
We signed some undrafted free agents. One of them was named after a president.
Gerald Ford.
We signed a guy named Gerald Ford.
Mm-hmm. That bodes well. He was a very good president.
And he was a good football player. He played at Michigan.
Yeah.
Presidential trivia. Ian, what about you? Would you have taken, like, Sammy Watkins, the guy from Clemson who was really awesome? The Bills who we actually traded with, we traded our number 4 pick to the Bills in an awesome trade, and I'll talk about that later when we talk about the draft. We moved to number 9 and got a first-round pick from them next year just for them to move up 5 spots. But they picked Sammy Watkins, who is the best wide receiver in the draft. Could we have – I mean, you know, should we have picked him instead?
The way it shook out, I don't really know much about the guy they took at, was it 8?
Yeah, Gilbert, yeah.
I mean, it looks like they could have maybe ended up with, like, Watkins if they'd stayed at 4 and still managed to move up a couple spots and got Manziel.
Right.
But at the same time, you can't really argue with the results of the draft. I mean, you get, you know, the best
quarterback. I don't know who Manziel is.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was it?
Football.
Richie Pigskin.
Richie Pigskin. We'd love to have you on the show.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you can't argue with the results, and I don't know, but at the same time, like, the way things can turn around in the NFL from one year to the next, like, there's no reason to well, there are a lot of reasons to think that wouldn't happen for the Browns, but
right, there are a lot.
Possibly could have, and not having sure. Gordon really hurts that.
Yeah, I mean, I think actually, Chris, that's a good way to sum it up, is he's the only guy we have that's the best at something, and that, of course, has an impact. My feelings on it, you know, Sammy Watkins, that guy that the Bills ended up drafting it for, seemed pretty awesome. But, you know, Josh Gordon was literally the best receiver in the NFL last year, so I don't think you replace that with anything. And if they thought trading down, getting an extra pick, and still getting this cornerback, who also seems pretty awesome, Justin Gilbert, we also needed another cornerback opposite Hayden. If they think that was the best thing to do, I'm all for it, because I don't think anybody in the draft's going to replace someone like Josh Gordon. I'm just saying, why couldn't he buy some clean piss from somebody? It's fucking someone's selling urine in Cleveland.
Somebody is desperate for money in Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, someone's selling pee there. Everyone. So we'll talk about the draft a little bit more later. You'll notice we're down one of our regular 6B and a PE contributors, Mr. Brian Wiebe, who is again in the wilds of Alaska right now.
That he is.
Yeah. But Brian also, of course, I can only imagine what it would be like to watch this Browns offseason from Alaska. you know. But Brian's going to talk about that right now here on Broken Bandwagon. We'll be back to talk about the draft, 6 Bs and a P special draft edition.
Six B, one P Nation, it's Broken Bandwagon, Brian Wiebe reporting to you on recording from Alaska. Well, it's been an interesting offseason for the Browns, and frankly I'm loving Trader Ray Farmer, as they've been calling him. I think this is the best draft the Browns have ever had since I've been following them, basically. I mean, maybe excluding the draft where they got Bernie Kosar or Jim Brown. Anyhow, 2 cornerbacks, Gilbert and Desir, I don't know, but they both seem to be pretty awesome. Got a lineman guy who's supposed to be awesome, Joel Batonio, that's a good lineman name. Got a linebacker, and I think, you know, Mike Pettine knows how to pick those guys. And Terrence West, I think Shanahan knows how to pick those guys, and this guy seemed to fucking run for, you know, 2,000 yards last season or something, granted at a small school, but still. And then, of course, we've got Johnny Football. And, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of, I dig it. And nothing I can say can change your mind one way or the other on that. Anywho, you know, I could nitpick about some of the things. Like, did we need to trade to move up one spot for Gilbert? Maybe we didn't need to move up for Johnny Football, but, you know, what do I know? I'm just a guy talking into my iPhone right now and later on emailing it to Brian Costco. And I don't know what goes on behind the scenes. I saw some report that the Vikings wanted to trade up for Jay Foot. And then there is the whiteout situation created by Josh Gordon's visit to Devon Bess's Dub Studio, man. Anyhow. I've said it before, drug rules are stupid, but, it sucks to lose our best offensive weapon over, you know, maybe the entire season, who knows. And, but, you know, the result of that was that everyone on the internet said we would draft a wide receiver day 2, day 3, and you know what? We didn't. And then that led to everyone on the internet saying the Browns are stupid. And that's annoying. It gets old for the umpteenth millionth fucking time. But, you know, Trader Ray had a plan. So, first off, signed a bunch of undrafted free agents. A bunch of those guys were wide receivers. Some other guys that seem like they have potential. Quarterback, running back, offense, defense. The whole shebang. Seems like they did a good job with the undrafted people. One of the wide receivers' name's Jet Jones. So, he's gotta be good. Then I just saw today they signed a couple of veterans. Earl Bennett and Miles Austin. And to me, that seems like really good moves. Both of those guys have had some troubles, but they... I mean, Miles Austin used to be awesome. And I just think, like, rookie wide receivers, even those picked highly in drafts, often don't contribute a lot in their first season or two. So these guys have been around the bush and hopefully stay healthy and catch some balls from Hoyer or Football. So, anyhow, and also, too, I keep reading, seeing on my phone stuff about this guy, Charles Johnson, who they picked up from the Green Bay Packers, tore his ACL, but he's supposed to be just a beast, like, you know, 10 feet tall, bulletproof, runs the 40 in 3.2 seconds, I don't know. Doesn't really matter. Anywho, in other news, too, you know, I mentioned, you know, there was something I read that the Vikings wanted to try to beat us to Manziel and that we were in a trade battle to move up a few spots to get him. And then who did they end up picking? Teddy Bridgewater. And I was actually, despite all the bad press this guy got, kind of a fan of him. He seemed like he could be the real deal. But then what does he say? He comes out in the news and says he didn't want to play for the Browns. And to me, that's just like the guy in high school who's like, yeah, I asked her out, but she said no, so she's a stupid bitch, and I hate her. So, Teddy Bridgewater. I christened you Teddy Bitchwater. And lastly, we re-signed Joe Hayden. That's good. You know, he's a good guy. He likes playing in Cleveland. And I like him. So, all in all, I'm hopeful for this season. Way more so than last season. I mean, I think the new crew they got in there are doing their jobs. I mean, think about all the moves that Ray Farmer's made this offseason. Addressing needs. And just really making the most of what he was handed, which, you know, I think, you know, he had a loaded hand in this draft, and I think he really did a good job. Like, yeah, we started with 10 picks, but we got 6 people who I think could all legitimately play next season. And I think that's better than I could have imagined doing, especially given last season where we had 1 guy from the draft who played, really. Maybe 2, I don't know. I can't really remember. And that's just kind of what you're left with from last season is it's totally forgettable. I think the coaching staff picked people that they know that they can do shit with, that they can really mold into their team. And yeah, the Josh Gordon thing sucks, but I'm ending this one with a shout out to Silver Linings Playbook. I've got hope. So good night, 6B1P Nation. Good night.
All right, everybody.
Welcome back.
That's a good read.
That's pretty good. Good job, Sherry. Guest appearance by Sherry Oliver, key gripping this episode.
My pleasure.
Yeah?
You.
Nice hearing from Brian Wiebe all the way from the barren wasteland of Alaska. Is that their motto?
I think so.
On the flag.
I was saying during the break that the motto at House Koskoliver, much like our Game of Thrones family, would this week was, if you're hungry, eat an apple, because I bought too many apples. So Alaska's motto would be something on the lines of barren wasteland.
What's the motto of Ohio?
Heart of it all, right?
Yeah,
that's stupid. It's kind of the heart of America.
I thought they changed it. I thought now it was like, with God, all things are possible.
With God, Christian God. Let's talk about the draft. This is the draft day special, after all.
Okay.
And last week the Browns picked up some people who, you know, I mean, I was joking with someone talking about the Browns a few weeks ago that the draft, you know, is like the Browns Super Bowl. Because not only has the season not started yet, so there's like no negative feelings there, but all of these players haven't even played as Browns yet. So there's endless optimism, right?
Yep. Sure.
So it's pretty fun. And it usually times up with another event in my life, the Nelsonville Music Festival, which is part of my job, which is coming up in a few weeks, nelsonvillefest.org, for anyone out there. May 29th to June 1st. That's actually the Fresh Take phone line this week.
Take that, Bitcoins.
Take that, Bitcoin. You didn't even give us. They just kept sending us Bitcoins for payment. And
they would send us empty envelopes.
Empty envelopes full of Bitcoins, and Anonymous kept taking those. Can't win here, 6B&P. Nelsonville Music Festival has stepped in as a sponsor, offering nothing, but at least not disappointing, as with empty envelopes. Yeah. That comes up right around the same time of year, and, you know, I actually listened to most of the draft, especially the second and third rounds, on my phone while I was working. It was kind of nice on Friday night, so I got to hear all of the speculation and talk. And it was funny because the Browns were talked about a lot, which is always an interesting thing because usually the Browns, I feel, it's tough for me to step outside of myself as a Browns fan, but I feel they don't get talked about a ton nationally, right? Sure. So it's nice, you know? Like, and Thursday, everyone was pumped. The Browns drafted this cornerback. They got an extra pick, and then they traded up and got Johnny Q footballs. Right? And it was like, people were like going crazy. Like, I was listening to ESPN radio at work the next day, and people were like, the Browns are our dark horse playoff team. Like, people were saying crazy shit. Like, drunk. Like, these people obviously had not been paying attention to the Browns for very long.
Until last week, I was doing a radio show for the university here on Friday afternoons.
And, nice plug.
Well, it's now, so who cares? Before me, every Friday was like the St. Cloud State Sports Report or whatever.
Right.
And even last Friday, those guys were talking about the Browns being maybe awesome this year.
Right.
And then Friday afternoon happened. And, of course, we mentioned earlier Josh Gordon. You found out about that. And everyone kept talking about the Browns, but about how this fake playoff-bound Browns team that the national media created in 24 hours was now destroyed completely. So I actually, guys, I want to admit to something before we get into the draft. Despite this whole Josh Gordon thing, which I think we can all agree sucks, I am feeling, and I know this is, you know, I'm feeling positive. I think they had a good draft, and I'll talk about that later on as well. But, like, I feel pretty good. The Josh Gordon thing sucks, but it was pretty cool to hear people talk about the Browns, and I thought they did a pretty good job. In the first round, they traded down, as we mentioned earlier, with the Bills and ended up with the 9th pick, but they also got the Bills' first-round pick next year, and the Bills, as we know, are pretty terrible.
They also got a 4th-round pick next year.
Right. I mean, that's some awesome shit for going down 5 spots. At least. And, you know, Sammy Watkins obviously seemed like a good wide receiver, but if he wasn't the Browns guy, then I understand trading down. You got a bunch of extra stuff for doing that. And they picked up Justin Gilbert, who is the top-rated cornerback. Go ahead.
I understand. Yes. So they traded down to 9 and then traded up to 8.
Interesting. Yeah, a little side note. They went down to 9 and then went up to 8. And I had no idea what was happening because I was out in the middle of nowhere at band practice, and so I was getting, like, spotty 3G internet. Yeah, but I don't know what happened there. They must have given up something to go up a spot. They didn't feel safe.
Yeah, I guess. They gave up, like, a 5th rounder this year, I believe.
Yeah, so that seems kind of weird. Maybe they thought they were going to take him, whoever was at 8.
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Minnesota. Oh, we're going to trade up with you there. We're going to get...
Better watch out there. We're going to make a trade really fast there. Oh, hey. Oh, you don't know? You don't know? How about 4 hours of Prairie Home Companion for you?
He wants the football hot dish.
I want to do, Ian, I don't know how much longer you're staying in the fine state of Minnesota, but I think at some point we need to do that Minnesota trivia game again with Haley Hansen. That was a great episode.
You should. I'll let her know.
Okay. Right now.
Right now?
No, not right now.
I think she's in the other room watching Chicago the Musical.
Like Chicago the Band?
Chicago the Band the Musical.
All right.
Called, pretty 26 or 4 to 2 or whatever. The fuck is that song? It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
So the Browns traded down, got Justin Gilbert, this guy out of Oklahoma State, the alma mater of Brandon Whedon.
Boo.
Already don't like this guy, but he actually seems to be pretty awesome. He's a big cornerback that seems to be – he was the top-rated guy at that position. I like that at pick number 8.
Under the age of 50.
Right, he's under the age of 50, so he surpasses the last guy we drafted from Oklahoma State, Brandon Whedon. And I think, you know, they needed someone besides Hayden. You know, this guy's obviously seems a bit better than Buster Screen, and then he moved Buster Screen to the 3rd spot. That's a good move. And then the Browns, of course, had the 26th pick in the draft as well that they got by trading who, Ian?
Trent Richardson.
How about that guy? So essentially, we traded Trent Richardson for John Football.
It's a good trade.
Not a bad trade. That other guy's last name is fucking Football. Seems like a good omen. So yeah, they traded up actually again, right, Ian?
A doctor.
Doctor Football.
That's still pretty awesome.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. That was a question.
There was not a question. It was more of a statement.
Oh wait. Well, okay.
Okay, let's bring it back.
What was the statement?
I don't. Well, I mean, yeah, it was an opening to discussion, I hope. And I was mentioning that they traded up again because Ian, you asked earlier about them trading up from 9 to 8. They traded up from 26 to 22.
They gave up 26 and I think one of the 3rd round picks.
I like that Stats is on this.
I could be wrong. I'm just making these things up.
It sounds good though, at least.
It does sound good.
Right?
Yeah.
Gary, does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay, nice.
Yeah,
so yeah, they moved moved up four spots to get John Football, and I think that was a pretty good move too, because I like him a lot better at 22 than I liked the idea of him with their fourth pick in the whole fucking draft, right?
Amen.
Is that how you feel? I mean, I don't know. I know Chris only knows what we've texted him.
It's true.
You have to, Chris Bowling, I think, a person on planet Earth, you have to know about Johnny Football.
Yes, I know of him. And I know that getting two first-round picks is nice.
That is very nice.
So, yeah, I mean, I think I have some of that optimism you were talking about.
I like he could be fucking awesome.
I like to think that some like starving child drawing his last breath, distended belly and all, he also knows about Johnny Football. On
Earth. Yes, how many Cleveland boys will be named Football this year?
All of them.
All of them. So yeah, I mean, Ian, what's your feelings on John Football?
I mean, the guy's a douchebag. I don't think there's
Yeah, we should talk about that. He is a grade-A douchebag.
Yeah.
That's our official stance.
But, I mean, the thing, like, every time they show highlights of him or, like, when they're doing the draft analysis, it'd always be, like, busted plays. You kind of want to see him, like, actually stand in the pocket and throw, like, a good ball.
I did watch a YouTube video of his plays, and you're right. He just kind of running like a madman.
Yeah, and you know, the Browns shored up their offensive line, which we'll talk about in a moment.
Yes.
Let's see. Look at that. Foreshadowing.
Nice foreshadowing. Teasing them.
A little bit.
Teasing them when we're going to talk about the offensive line shortly. That should get you to want to listen. I feel like anyone listening at this point is with us for the...
I think anybody listening at this point is named either Brian Wiebe or Dave Obenauer.
Dave Obenauer, I sure you just said that too. So Dave, we'd love to have you back on the show. Right?
I think so.
Yeah. But I feel the same way. I'm in on Manziel, man. And they came out today, Jimmy Haslam, we'll talk about him a bit later at the tweet.
Is Manziel?
Oh, sorry. That was a typo here. John Q Footballs.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Stitchy McPatcherstein.
I don't think that's right.
Wilson Football Stitch.
Oh, no, Will Smith.
Will Smith. And I think that there's this slim chance that he could be really incredible. Like, you watch those highlights, and yeah, they're all broken plays, but the guy's, first of all, a grade A douchebag who's totally full of himself and talks a bunch of shit. And I think that that's kind of interesting for the Cleveland Browns, wouldn't you say?
I mean, he's a rich kid, which is the very antithesis of Cleveland.
Right. But if he can bring a Super Bowl to Cleveland, I don't think anyone's going to care what he does.
Give him all the money in the city.
Also, which is literally $42.50.
Yeah. Basically, they'll buy him an okay dinner.
And they had really bad storms up there tonight. I hope everyone's okay up there. We actually will talk about that later, too. A bunch of Lorraine, like, totally flooded tonight, which is crazy. But in our tweets of the week, this is some foreshadowing, all Browns players' reactions to the storm tonight.
There we go.
Easing them.
I like it. The matter.
So, John, you know, I think that John Football can do a really good job. This kid, if there's a 10% chance even that he's a I think he's either going to be a superstar, incredible, awesome player for a little while, or he's going to be a total bust. Like, I don't think it's like an in-between thing. And it's Cleveland. You got to give it a shot, right?
Do you think they're going to go with Hoyer next year? I mean, Haslam said he's the starter, but Haslam's also a grade A sleazebag. So
and, yeah, like literally a criminal.
Yeah, actual real life criminal.
Yeah, an actual real life criminal. Because I mean, John Football signed some autographs and got paid, and that was sort of like, you know, NCAA didn't like that, but he wasn't like a full on like police and jail criminal.
Right.
Which Jimmy Haslam, our owner, is.
And Ray Rice.
Ray Rice also, who fucking beats up his girlfriend in an elevator.
He gets to play every goddamn game this year.
He's going to play every game this year. We're going to bring that up every episode until that is addressed. Because there is some crazy footage. It's way better than that Solange attacking Jay-Z footage I watched earlier.
Wait, what? Solange? No.
It was another elevator attack. I feel like that's relevant to bring up.
Solange went after Jay-Z.
Okay, so for those who don't know, what we're referencing first off is that Ray Rice beat the fuck out of some girl he was with in an elevator, right? And there's pretty clear footage of him doing so and then dragging her body out of the elevator.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's going to – nothing has happened with that yet at all. And he's going to play for the Ravens, I'm sure, this year.
That's bullshit.
That's horrible. Oliver,
just takes a couple puffs.
Super bullshit. Watch the footage, everybody. Fuck Ray Rice. Fuck the Baltimore Ravens.
Don't watch the footage. Don't watch somebody hit a woman. That's terrible.
You're right. Yeah. Instead, watch the footage of
Solange.
Jay-Z and Solange, which I saw earlier, which is instead of a man hitting a woman, Solange, Beyonce's sister, beating the shit out of Jay-Z in an elevator for a few minutes while Beyonce doesn't do anything. So I don't know what happened. That's the problem. America and the internet are trying to fill in the blanks of that right now.
Mm.
Basically, she got pissed. And they were all dressed super nice. It was from, like, a Met event. And so everyone's wearing, like, tuxedos and fancy dresses. And she's just going, like, beating the shit out of Jay-Z in an elevator. So that's cool, you know, right? Ray Rice, we would not want you on the show. But Jay-Z, he's welcome.
Always.
Always welcome to the H to the Izzo, V to the Izzo. So John Football was drafted. We all kind of like that, especially at 22. Little story, Ian, right, that Jimmy Haslam may have been told to pick Johnny Manziel. Football.
Yes, by a vagabond.
Vagabond. Can you be a little bit more clear?
A homeless man.
A homeless man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So what happened there?
Apparently, this homeless guy told Haslam that the Browns needed to take Jameson foot feet. And he did.
Do we have any context for that conversation?
No, he was going out to eat.
Yes.
And he ran into a homeless man, which is, I love how they explain it that way, first off, on a side note. Separate from football, we like to try to talk about just this, you know, the culture here on Six B's in a
Field. Gotta get real.
We try to get real. This is a really rich motherfucker, okay? Fuck the football part of it. Jimmy Haslam is super rich. The guy owns Pilot, okay? His brother's the governor of Tennessee. He's rich as shit.
He had so much money that he decided he needed to do illegal things to get more.
Yes. And then he
real money.
Got caught, but he still hasn't gone to jail yet because he's rich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's so rich that he doesn't go to prison for things. And he brings up that he ran into the homeless guy when going out to eat in Cleveland. Like, he very much specified, to almost to answer your question, the context, Chris.
Yeah.
I only can run into homeless people when I'm going out to eat in the city of Cleveland. The rest of his life, he will not run into a homeless man.
No, I would imagine not.
Yeah. But there's nowhere.
Did you just say homeless man?
Ian said that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a Game of Thrones thing we're doing here, trying to draw in some of that audience.
Yeah. Somebody's going to die at the end of this episode.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I didn't say it'd be any one of us. Probably somebody listening out there, maybe.
Okay, you never know.
Webinar.
It's pretty specific, yeah.
Stop listening now, Dave. It's not worth it.
The call's coming from inside the house.
Now, to be fair, to Jimmy Haslam, any regular citizen of Cleveland is going to look homeless.
True. Yeah, he is much more wealthy than the
average. He said homeless man. I think he meant the mayor.
I like it. So the rest of the draft, in addition, we have here the Browns, of course, Justin Gilbert, Johnny Manziel in the first round. They picked up in the second round. They had one of the first picks in the second round, number 35 overall. They picked up Joel Bitonio, offensive tackle from Nevada. What was that, Ian?
Nothing.
Okay. So offensive line there, what do you think, Ian?
They got him one of those.
That's the kind of cutting-edge analysis you get here on 6 Ps and a P.
What I read is he's built like a brick shit house, kind of short arms, probably doesn't project a tackle, but is mobile and would make a good guard.
Like it. We need a guard. We
do. Mitchell Schwartz. Go start that fucking accounting firm that your name befits, because you suck at football.
Wow. Nice. Real talk, everybody. With mild racism. We'll have more of that later. They go in the third round, pick 71, with Chris Kirksey, linebacker from Iowa. Also in round three, they trade back in and pick up. This guy's actually a pretty cool story. Terrence West from Towson, the football powerhouse of Towson.
Mm-hmm.
You know them, always playing Ohio State and Alabama in the national championship games. If either one of you knows where Towson is, I'll give you a dolly.
Baltimore.
God damn it, man. Why?
Baltimore. Also.
$2.
Yeah. Same too. You owe us each a dollar.
And in round four, the Browns pick up Pierre Desir from Haiti. Haiti, the country of Haiti. Plays a corner. He's a cornerback, and he's really big. He's like 6'3" for a cornerback. Buster
Screen out of there.
Yeah.
Although Buster Screen was much improved for a large part of last year.
But they drafted two cornerbacks. How would you feel if you're Buster Screen?
Like my name was Buster Screen.
Maybe it'll motivate him to work harder.
Nice. Chris Pullen always brings a very positive influence on this show, I feel.
Should probably cut him out of the loop.
Stop sending in those text messages.
Yep.
Season three, all negative all the time. So the Browns, I thought, had a pretty good draft. They didn't draft a wide receiver, obviously. All of ours are breaking their arms or getting suspended for bong rips. Anyway, draft time. Also, besides talking about the Browns draft picks, always is a regular segment on this show, is us discussing our favorite draft names.
Yes, I think we have the number one name of the draft right at the top of the list.
Right at the top of the list. First one, we're going to kind of go in chronological order of how they were drafted here, America. But the best one, Ian is right, is the first one. And Chris Pullen, why don't you tell us who that is?
As I understand it, his name is Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
You understand completely right.
No confusion.
He went pick 21 to the Packers. He's from Alabama. Really good safety, I guess, by the way, too. But that is, name is insane.
It's pretty not great.
His what? God-given name.
Not his God-given name, Sherry Oliver says. Can you find out?
His actual name is Hashan, and that's H-A apostrophe S-E-A-N. But his nickname is Ha Ha.
Well, it's a nickname. I just don't.
It's still pretty good, though.
It's a good nickname.
And also, just because of, you know, our, another past president, the last name Clinton Dix is funny.
Yes,
that is true.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Even if it was Bobby Clinton Dix, that'd be hilarious. But the fact that it's Ha Ha is awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm back on board. Mm-hmm.
Next one up, we have Cyrus Quanjo. Isn't that a pretty sweet name?
That's a pretty awesome name.
Round two to the Bills. Who do we have after that, Ian?
Is it Jeremy Attichou?
Attichou. Jeremy Attichou. Followed up by Bishop Sankey.
I like that one. That sounds like a badass, like, fucking Roman Catholic dude.
Yeah, Bishop Sankey's here to fucking knock some people over with his incense.
For some reason, I see him with shoulder-mounted missiles.
Nice. I like that, too. I think that also works.
Fighting next robots up, or something.
Before we send another one to Chris Pullen, next up I wanted to introduce Coney Ealy, who in round two to the Panthers, just because it makes me think of that Coney thing. You remember that?
2012.
I do, Coney 2012.
Chris Pullen, who's up next in our funny draft names?
I thought it was favorite draft names.
Is it favorite?
It seems less mean.
Okay, let's change it to favorite. Ian, do we have theme music for that?
No. I had some for funny draft names. I don't have anything for favorite.
Nothing for favorite. Can you play us the one for funny?
These draft names is funny.
That's pretty good.
I suppose I could just replace funny with favorite, but I don't
Let's
feel...
Let's do it again. Can we cue it up?
Hold on. Let me reverse the tape. This will take a minute.
That's fine.
Still going.
Okay. Just keep it going there.
It's real slow. I'm sorry.
Okay. We'll move on a little bit. Chris, who is next there?
I believe Dex McDougal.
Dex McDougal, round three to the Jets, followed by...
You know, a fucking movie with, what's his name? Dolph Lundgren?
Dex McDougal and Dolph Lundgren.
Maybe Dennis Rodman.
In Double Team.
Yes, coming up next, we got Crockett Gilmore.
Crockett Gilmore, sounds like a show on the WB. Round three to the Ravens.
Country
Crockett is a great first name.
Fourth round... Cassius Marsh, that's a good name, to the Seahawks. And Ian after that?
Shaq Evans.
Oh, Shaq's cousin, Shaq Evans to the Jets. Chris Paulin.
I don't think sharing first names makes you cousins with someone.
Yes, it does.
I guess I'm wrong.
You're first.
This is a good one. Superhero name. I like alliteration. Dakota Dozier.
Dakota Dozier to the Jets, who pick up people with funny names, apparently. Favorite names. They got three so far. Tom Savage to the Texans. Tom fucking Savage. Quarterback.
Next, we got Bishop Sankey's best friend, Prince Simbo.
Bishop Sankey and Prince Simbo, the best tag team in some weird, wrestling thing.
Some weird parochial wrestling league.
That I'm sure is managed by the commissioner, Larry Webster, around Florida the Lions. That's just not a football name to me, guys.
It's like a football name from the 1970s.
Yeah, but not 2014. No. 2014 is all about your ha-ha.
How are you going to be named Larry when there's a ha-ha in the league?
Ha-ha, Larry Webster. Chris Poland, who's next?
I think it's Beanie Ben Weaker.
I don't know if that's how you say his name.
Ben McCare?
Layman Barrow, round 5 to the Broncos.
Sounds like a hobbit.
Layman Barrow?
Yes.
Sounds like a craft store.
Layman Barrow. Stop. Hey, guys, where did you get all that yarn? There's a 25% off sale at Layman Barrow.
This next guy sounds like a lesser house in Westeros. Is it Lash Seastrunk?
Oh, Lash Seastrunk. Set up to the wall, Night's Watch style. Some shitty village somewhere. No, he's actually a pretty awesome football player. That guy's from Baylor. I became familiar with him a few years back because I saw his name and I thought it was incredible. So we'd love to have you on the show, and he goes round 6 to the Redskins. After that, round 6 in the Colts, they get not only a good football player, but our 7th president of the United States, Andrew Jackson.
Followed by porn star Storm Johnson.
He goes to the Jaguars in round 7. Round 7 also features Zach Hocker. And Ian, the next one's one of my favorite names.
Yeah, I didn't even see this one until just now. Yawin Smallwood.
Yawin Smallwood.
Yawin Smallwood.
Round 7. And, of course, we mentioned earlier, and he's on our list here, Gerald Ford. Goes to the Browns, undrafted free agent. So that's our favorite names.
The tape finished rewinding, but I think it broke.
Okay. Sherry, do you have something?
Lachey's Seastrunk's first name is pronounced Lake.
Oh, Lake Seastrunk. Even more badass.
Lake Seastrunk.
Nice. We'd love to have you on the show.
Blake
Seastrunk.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Lex Seastrunk.
No, I don't think that's a...
I'm feeling great. Cut that out. Cut the last hour out.
Okay.
Nah.
We'll bring it in here. Bernie Kosar got fired, guys. We haven't seen Bernie since he left at the end of last season. We had a really... Bernie was on a lot last year.
He was.
It was terrible. Yeah, Sherry said it was terrible. And I completely agree. I hope he doesn't ever come back onto the show, at least.
Well, I'm sure he is very hurt to hear that.
Well, maybe we could just tell him. That's how I feel.
You know what? He doesn't... I just talked to him just now. He doesn't want to talk to you ever again.
There it is. That plot hole just solved itself right up.
Mm-hmm. I remember the conceit under which he left.
Yeah, I don't know. That's better to just end it now. He was under someone's car. There was some garlic. Kept coming in. It was really not very good. But Bernie got fired, Ian, or Chris. Why don't you guys talk about it?
Bernie got fired because he got hit in the head too many times, and he slurs his speech a little, has a speech impediment, and is no longer a broadcaster.
It was not really the best fit for him. Wouldn't you guys agree, probably?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, the guy could barely hold it together.
Bernie. The only way Bernie can come back on this show, or that I hope to hear from him in the future, is as like a call-in, as like executive Bernie, and he's got like a suit and a job, and You know, he's happy again. Like that episode of The Simpsons where Barney got sober.
I hated that episode.
If Bernie Kosar flew into my fucking yard in a helicopter and asked me to go in with him, that would be rad.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I couldn't say no.
Can't argue against that.
Yeah. Bernie got fired, and Ian, I think you pretty much summed most of it up. Bernie was a broadcaster. He did Browns local games.
Preseason games.
And preseason games. And, of course, you know, was around, hanging out, it seemed, at the facilities, doing something. But he got fired, and it was because he got hit in the head an awful lot when he was a Brown, and now he's not so quick on the talking.
Nah, and he was a smart guy. He graduated from Miami in, like, 2 years or some shit, right?
I think so, yeah. And, there was actually a lot of talk earlier in the offseason of people wanted Bernie to be the quarterback's coach.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, maybe not so much. Maybe he could just, like, you know, hand out programs or something.
Yeah, of course.
So Bernie was fired. We're not going to have him with Jim Donovan anymore at preseason games. Kind of a bummer. Hashtag save Bernie or something, right? Did we even have that planned out? We didn't have that.
Yeah, we had nothing.
Okay. Next up, it's the tweet of the week. Ian, play some music.
Tweet of the week.
I love that song.
It's all right.
I like it too. Don't half-heartedly sell it. It's good.
Oh, it's, you know.
Sweet. Best thing you've ever written.
Best thing you've ever written, Sherry Oliver says.
Like that's just.
I disagree.
I disagree as well. Take that, Man of Gentle Birth.
Yeah, this guy's awesome. Anyway,
tweet of the week. Way to fucking try to take that over. The tweet of the week is that I'm hungry.
It's not a tweet of the week.
That Brian Costco.
The tweet of the week actually comes from Fake Jimmy Haslam. At Fake Haslam. That's Haslam. And this was from tonight. We recorded this on Monday, May 12th. He says, I told Manziel that Cleveland isn't Hollywood, marking the first time in history anyone has felt the need to verbalize that distinction. That's good. The other tweets of the week this week, I want to have you guys read or try to explain. In some cases, they're just emoji. Our Cleveland Browns responses, there were some bad storms up in Northern Ohio tonight, and we have some Cleveland Browns Twitter responses here.
We do, from Travis Benjamin at TravisBenjamin3. Tornado warning is in effect with what appears to be a distressed smiley face times two.
Two of them, yeah, two distressed smiley faces. Another one from Travis Benjamin a little bit earlier, Ian, is what?
It appears to be, and this is real small on the screen, interestingly patterned fly.
I think they are five crying faces.
Five crying faces crying.
Yeah, I see wings.
Ian is looking at this on a Game Boy through the Game Boy camera. We haven't been able to upgrade him out in Minnesota with any sort of mobile AquaBear 6P1P lab. We're talking to him through Mario Paint, actually.
You got a lab?
I love Mario Paint.
That is indeed five crying smiley faces. Emojis. So Travis Benjamin, quite worried about the storm. Chris Poland, what did our good friend Jason Pinkston have to say?
Jason Pinkston at Jason Pinkston OL said, the lake is making a lot of noise.
Yeah, it's a pretty astute description. I grew up on the lake, and I was actually talking about that with Sherry earlier. The storms, they get pretty crazy there because the lake just kind of churns terribleness when it starts to happen, both in the summer in storms and in the winter in snow. And finally, the last weather-related tweet comes from Garrett Gilkey, one of our favorites here on 6Bs and a P. You can find him at Gugilk.
Gilk.
Gugilk.
Gugilk73. Garrett Gilkey sums up his feelings by saying, tornado warning, .. I'll pass on that, thanks, .. surprised smiley face emoji.
I would have said European power outlet.
That does look like a European power outlet.
Can I make an addendum to the tweet of the week?
Go ahead.
Bernie Kosar. You remember him?
Oh, yeah, we do have a Bernie tweet of the week. Play the theme music.
There's a Bernie tweet of the week theme?
We used to do that. Did we do a theme for it?
I don't think we did.
All right, forget it.
Anyway, it's thinking of all the mom out there who have made such an amazing influence on us guys. Happy Mom Day.
Nice of him to think about the moms.
And one more, if I may.
Yeah, of course.
May 9th. I really need a man to stuff my ass. Anyone interested?
Is that for Bernie's?
That's now. That's his young daughter.
He retweeted
Lexi.
Her.
He
retweeted her. RT at Lexi Silver.
I actually think that was good. Last season, I might have even said at one point that I never wanted to hear Lexi Silver tweet again, and I lied because that was really funny.
Now there's she's been quite active since
give us one more because you're never gonna do it again this season.
That is true. Let me find a good one. Hold on 1 second.
Are they all the same though, Ian? Are they following the same
Yeah, they really are. It's like just variations on the same themes.
The Twitter robot.
Yeah, once again going to the mall, wanting guys to buy her things. Here's one. When do you ever get to party with Charlie Sheen? That was super incredible.
Super incredible, partying with Charlie Sheen.
Right?
I imagine, I haven't, but I imagine there's also a subset of people in the Hollywood scene that it's not a big surprise to see Charlie Sheen at a party.
Then we have from April 30th, I need a sexy man to stuff my ass. Interesting, which is...
That's what America really wants, yeah. So Lexi, again, Lexi, Bernie, we'd love to have you both on the show.
Same time. We'll get real Game of Thronesy on it.
What was that?
We're going to get super Game of Thronesy.
Game of Thronesy.
He means incest.
Use Game of Thrones as a tag.
You're going to fuck.
All right.
Oh.
I have to say, to close out this episode, Browns with the draft, offseason, Josh Gordon. I mean, obviously, Josh Gordon's a dumbass. He should have bought some urine, which... only imagine is easily obtainable in Cleveland. And besides that, I feel fairly hopeful. I'm a little worried about wide receiver, but I like John Football. I like the cornerback. I like the draft extra pick next year.
I do like that a lot.
Agreed, yeah, agreed.
You'll get that Mariota kid or whatever.
Right. There's a couple good quarterbacks. That other kid, the other quarterback that steals crab legs.
And also apparently ours ladies.
Yeah. The Jameis Winston, who won the Heisman Trophy this past year from Florida State, they also won the national title, so he's pretty good. He, after all of this stuff happened, stole some crab legs from a supermarket in Tallahassee.
Well, that's silly.
Right. He's available, though. The Browns obviously don't care if you're a criminal.
If they prefer it.
They prefer it, actually. I feel pretty good, though. As I expected to say, and I imagine every episode of this show that happens in the off season or around the draft, for the most part in the future, I will say the same thing. Because nothing bad has happened yet.
True.
You guys are tapped. So, anything in closing? John Football, we'd like to have you on the show.
Yep.
We would love to have you on the show, John Football.
Well, even though we weren't totally prepared for this episode, I still think it was pretty fun. Chris Poland will be editing it because I'm busy in Nelsonville Music Festival world for the next 3 weeks. But it was really nice to get a little bit of a distraction in my national media news from the Browns, of all people, by selecting this fucking giant douchebag. And then having the best receiver in the league get busted for weed. Gotta love Cleveland, right?
I suppose.
You don't have to.
I mean, okay. The Avengers, that was there. That was pretty good.
Wasn't Gung Ho shot there?
Sure. Howard the Duck?
Yeah.
You know, all sorts of things. So. We're going to take some more time off, I imagine, here over the summer, 6 B's and a P will. preseason starts in August, so I imagine you'll hear from us around then, if not possibly sooner, with some sort of draft day straight to video special.
Oh, we'll be having a voluntary mini camp.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that. Involuntary mini camp, let's call it. You want to do that?
Let's do that. Let's do an involuntary mini
camp. We're going to do that in July. Let's do it in July.
The hottest day of the year.
Hottest fucking day of the year, and 6 B's and a P will be here live with you, not live. Live for us, and then later for you. For our first annual 6 B's and a P involuntary mini camp. And I'm going to go even further than that, Ian Wolf.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. Everyone's got to fucking come. That's the in the name. Involuntary.
So that means we gotta get Weeby back in Alaska somehow.
Who's that?
Weeby.
Weeby. Luke Edwards. Who else?
Haley Hansen.
Dave Obenauer, Haley Hansen, Sherry Oliver. Mm-hmm. Zach Long.
Zach Long, yes.
We'll get him drunk and have him say Italian things again. That was really funny.
Michelle.
Oh my God, this is going to be a spectacular.
So many people. Involuntary minicamp coming this July. We'll be back for that to talk about what the Browns have done by then. God knows what. Maybe Jimmy Haslam will be in jail.
Probably.
Probably.
Maybe Josh Gordon will
be. You guys have anything to add?
No.
Chris?
I think we pretty much covered it.
All right. Well, that's it for us then. Go Browns. I'm your host, Brian Costco. Thanks, Ian and Chris. You guys are sweet.
Aww.
You're welcome, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry, for allowing me to drink too much beer tonight and yell in the house about the Browns. Thanks, Maggie, for not biting me during the podcast.
She tried.
She tried. We pulled off a quick exit. You can find us on Twitter at 6B1P, that's number 6, letter B, number 1, letter P, and find us on Facebook by searching 6Bs and a P. You can find this podcast on Stitcher and iTunes and everywhere else that the internet allows us to put it. Thanks, Aquabear Legion, for hosting us, your one source for Ohio music, and what else, Chris?
Stores!
That's right.
You can look for my upcoming podcast, Ian and Bernie Having Fun.
Yeah, you can. I'm release.com for that shit, too. All right. Thanks, America. Go Browns. It's the best day of the year. They haven't lost any games yet.
Go Browns.
John and football.
Bum, bum.
Oh, yeah. Football, football.
Football.
Oh, boy, you guys. He'll make the big play. He's got style and class at age 23. The MVP of the AFC. Bernie, Bernie. Oh, yeah. How you can throw. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bernie, Bernie. Oh, baby. Super Bowl. We gotta go. Super Bowl. We gotta go now. Super Bowl. Go Browns!
Let me pour a little bit of beer in my cup and we'll keep going.
What kind of beer?
I got really awesome Rock Mill Brewery in Lancaster, Ian.
Oh, they make all that Belgian nonsense. I
love Belgians, though. I just try to realize how much I would enjoy for a minute instead of just shitting on my dreams.
I'm just going to continue to shit on whatever. Chris, is there anything you love?
Nah.